From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Negotiators pledge to continue working to hammer out a deal on Iran's nuclear program. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met Friday with Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif in Vienna to discuss key disputes that prevented nuclear negotiators from meeting a June 30th deadline for an agreement. Kerry said that he and Zarif's teams have been working very hard and very diligently in order to maximize progress.
So we have a lot of work to do. Tough issues, but there's a genuine effort by everybody to be serious about this and to understand the time constraints that we're working under.
Negotiators from Iran and six world powers have given themselves a July 7th deadline to come up with a comprehensive deal. Thousands of Greeks turned out Friday night in Athens for rallies both for and against accepting new austerity measures in Sunday's bailout referendum. Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras told nearly 25,000 supporters in downtown Athens that the referendum is not a choice about whether or not to stay in Europe, but a decision about living in Europe with dignity. Meanwhile, European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker said that a no vote in Sunday's referendum would seriously weaken Greece's negotiating position.
The program has come to an end. There are no negotiations underway. If the Greeks will vote no, they have done everything but strengthening the Greek negotiation position. The Greek negotiation position will be dramatically weakened by a no vote.
European leaders have warned that a no vote in the referendum would amount to Greece becoming the first country to leave the 19-nation eurozone during the common currency's 16-year history. This is VOA News. Witnesses say Boko Haram militants executed 11 members who were accused of deserting the Islamist extremist group Friday. Residents of a town in Nigeria's Borno state say Boko Haram fighters entered their town before dawn Friday and went house to house looking for the alleged defectors. One resident said 11 people were found slaughtered at the Eid praying ground outside of town. He said that all 11 were recent arrivals who residents had suspected were possible Boko Haram members. Boko Haram is blamed for several attacks this week in the deadliest wave of violence since President Muhammadu Buhari took office May 29th. A solar-powered Swiss airplane touched down on Hawaii Friday, completing a record-breaking flight across the Pacific. It's the riskiest leg of the Solar Impulse 2's 35,000-kilometer trip around the world without a drop of fuel. Andre Borschberg spent 120 hours in the aircraft on its flight from Japan. The previous longest solo piloting record was held by American adventurer Steve Fawcett. Peter Fry is a leader of the design and analysis team.
We have such a good airplane, I can tell you, it's incredible. I mean, with this redundancy, the robustness of an aircraft flying with solar energy only, it's unbelievable.
Swiss adventurer Bertrand Piccard will fly the same aircraft on the next leg from Hawaii to the city of Phoenix, Arizona. From there, Solar Impulse 2 is scheduled to fly to New York before crossing the Atlantic to its final destination, Abu Dhabi in the United Arab Emirates. Law enforcement officials across the United States are boosting security for Independence Day events after security agencies warned about potential terrorist threats timed to the July 4th holiday Saturday. The Department of Homeland Security and the Federal Bureau of Investigation issued an alert, that is, earlier this week, calling for people to remain vigilant for possible threats following recent calls for violence by the Islamic State group during Ramadan. John Miller is a deputy police commissioner in New York City.
This may be potentially the most complex counterterrorism overlay for this event ever. Again, that is not driven by any information or particular threat, as much as it's driven by the unfolding world events.
Terror attacks last week in Tunisia, Kuwait, and France, in which dozens of civilians were killed, prompted U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson to issue a statement calling for increased vigilance over the patriotic holiday in the United States. And Philippine authorities say the death toll from a ferry accident has risen to 50, and at least 5 people remain missing. The Kim Nirvana went down Thursday just after leaving port. I'm David Byrd.
That's the latest world news from VOA.